With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It is shaping to be a pretty rough weekend for President Biden. He's facing very heavy criticism from both sides of the political aisle. That on his threat to stop sending certain weapons to Israel. More than two dozen Democrats on Capitol Hill have sent the White House a letter criticizing the administration's withholding of weapons shipments. In the meantime, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says the United States should be all in helping Israel.
After Pearl Harbor, fighting the Germans and the Japanese, we decided to end the war by bombing Hiroshima and Nagasaki with nuclear weapons. That was the right decision. Give Israel the bombs they need to end the war they can't afford to lose and work with them to minimize casualties.
He was appearing on NBC's Meet the Press. Also at SRNnews.com, the governor of New Mexico planning to court new investments in hydrogen fuel development.
Governor Lujan Grisham says she'll lead a delegation to an industry summit exhibition in the port city of Rotterdam, seeking the opportunity to sell New Mexico as a dynamic and thriving place for hydrogen industry investment. The Democrat's been a vocal proponent of investments in hydrogen as a transition fuel that can replace fossil fuels with cleaner burning hydrogen for vehicles, manufacturing, and generating electricity. But some environmentalists call hydrogen a false solution because it frequently relies on natural gas as a fuel source. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Great sadness in a suburb of Cleveland, an Ohio police officer, a rookie, has been shot and killed after he was ambushed. A suspect is still being sought. In Atlanta, three police officers have been shot and wounded, that in an altercation that left the suspect dead. This is SRN News. Europe may be rethinking transgenderism.
A new policy statement from the European Society of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry says doctors should not be performing sex change operations on children or providing them with puberty-blocking drugs. This follows decisions in several European countries to scale back efforts to help young people live as the opposite sex. In the United Kingdom, the government has ordered the closure of its only transgender clinic for children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Transgender activists flooding a Utah tip line with thousands of hoax reports. That line had been established to alert state officials to possible violations of a new bathroom law. The online portal received more than 10,000 submissions in the first week. The state auditor says none of them really seem to be legitimate. This is SRN News. The United Auto Workers aiming for a key victory at a Mercedes-Benz facility in Alabama.
More than 5,000 workers at the facility in Vance, Alabama, and a nearby battery plant will vote next week on whether to join the UAW. The vote comes a month after workers at a Volkswagen factory in Tennessee overwhelmingly voted to unionize. A win at Mercedes would be a major prize for the UAW. The labor union is trying to crack resistance to unions in the Deep South.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Deep Southern states have been able to lure foreign automakers with large tax breaks and lower labor costs. It is, of course, Mother's Day, and for those in the know, they say, what's the most popular gift for mom almost year in and year out? Well, it's taking mom out to lunch. More details at SRNnews.com.